We would like to speak to you about an aspect of power that we do not often talk about. And that power is the power to create your own emotional environment. Very often when we begin with a teaching like this, the first thing we feel is resentment. Because as women, you have been taught two things. One, that you are more abundantly feeling, which is true. And the other is that you are abundantly feeling and therefore you are going to be the victim of it. And that is a thing that has been mistaught to you. And this is this is one that we need to reassemble our beliefs around it, because the ones we have as a rule are the ones that cause us unhappiness. And unhappiness is not something that we want you to experience. So when we look at the belief, which is perfectionistically hooked up, then you will find that there may be in that belief system something that says, if you had done everything right, you would feel better. Are any of you familiar with that kind of pressure? That comes, once again, direct from a patriarchal, perfectionistic approach to life, which does women no good at all. So we want to take that one apart, because you are feeling beings, and you have a lot of feelings, and you come from wounding, as do all people on earth, and so there are things that trigger that wounding. And what we want to understand is what we can do to stop feeding the reactions to the wound, what we can do to stop feeding the wound, and where we can empower ourselves to move to a place in a feeling world where we actually want to live. Now, we are probably not going to be able to explain all of that in one night, but we would at least like to touch on some of the main points. The way you feel emotionally is completely disconnected from what you did right, what you did wrong, what you did sideways. It has nothing to do with any of that. And so that one we really want to disconnect. So if I am feeling bad, it has nothing to do with whether I was good, whether I was bad, whether I was right, whether I was wrong. Nothing to do with that. Needs to be disconnected. When I am feeling bad, it does not mean anything about my choices. This one is a little bit lengthier, so we have to take a little more time with it. If I am feeling bad and I say to myself, if only I had made these five other choices, I would not feel bad. That is not true. That is simply not true. We are all in the same emotional boat together. We are feeling beings. And those feelings are sometimes wonderful, sometimes sad, sometimes depressed, but they are not connected to the things that you may think they are connected to. We will mention this one other too. I would not feel bad if I had more money. No, actually, you would feel whatever you were feeling, whether you had money or not. If you had money, you might feel relieved, but it would not be something that makes you feel good, because that is a completely different set of movements in your body. So we will mention this one other thing then about your power about it. When you are feeling bad and you believe you have no power to change your emotional landscape, then that is very bad for you, because you are feeling the victim of simply being who you are. And you do not need to be the victim of who you are. There is no need for that at all. But we do want to say to you that there is an art to creating an emotional landscape in which you are happy and comfortable. Now, if we think of this landscape as something that you step into, what is it that would keep you from doing that? Well, let us tick off a short list, and that is you're waiting for someone else to be different, to do something different, to acknowledge you, to be, you're waiting for someone else. Never wait for someone else. You want to be the mistress of your emotional landscape. So when you are all the feelings will go through you. That is the nature of feelings. They will pass through you and they don't mean anything about you. So if you can get that and learn to relax into even the bad feeling so that you're not tense about it, you're not hunting for what you did wrong, and you're not hunting for what someone else did wrong either, then you are now laying the groundwork for being in charge of your own emotional landscape. One of the things that you can do to see if you might be caught in a particular place is when you are feeling a way you do not want to feel, check and see what your thought is about that. And make sure it is not one of the things we have mentioned. If you were different, if somebody else was different, if this was different, you would not feel this way. You see, you've got to let go of all of that because that will snag the feeling. And if the feeling is snagged, it will not move through smoothly and it will not move through as quickly as you would like it to. Now, let us say this to you. This is not about being a Wonder Woman, it is not about that. It is not about being on top of everything all the time and it is certainly not about being positive all the time. We are very suspicious of folks for whom that is a goal, because it does not make any sense given that you are in a human body and that the emotions flow through you like the ocean with tides that go out and tides that go in. So if you're not going to be on top of an ocean tide. That does not even make sense. So we can change that as an expectation. And we can say, wow, okay. So I am in this place where I do not want to be emotionally. I want to step into a landscape where I feel better, where I feel safe, where I feel good. And we all want you to be careful about this next point. When you move to self-love, so you are not feeling the way you want to feel, but you are willing to be loving with yourself and understanding of that feeling and saying, well, I understand that that is a feeling that comes and it's not my favorite one, but I am nonetheless in a loving place with myself and I will hold that love until this emotion moves through. Now, many of you have not been taught to do that. You are not the first place that you go when you are feeling a way that you do not want to feel. But if you go there first, then what you will find is that you will be guided to the places that are good for you, that fill in this emotional landscape. And that might involve other people, it might not. But if you can move to yourself and say, I am in a place I do not care for, but I am going to be loving with myself while I am here. And if I can do that, then I will not snag that emotion. I will let it move through. And if that is the first thing you do, then you're becoming a wise woman, because that is the thing you need to do. Now, the second thing, we want to remind you that you are a beloved child of the universe. And so you may want just take a moment to hook up to that source of loving energy that is always there, that never leaves you. And if you have reluctance to do that, then be careful that you have not judged yourself and found yourself unworthy. That must go. That serves nothing. It has never served anything. And it serves nothing now. We are mentioning this and this lesson because we are in times which are producing a lot of generated energy thrown at your emotions. This is what is happening in the world around you. So we want you to move into your own power and make your decisions about how you are going to react. What are you going to do? And we suggest you always begin with love of the self. And then the remembrance that you are always loved as a child of the universe. We will take a little time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beauty of all that you've created. Look at the places where you can rest and where you're comfortable. See the place where water flows and go and drink that water to refresh your spirit and fill you. Now let the wind blow in your garden. And as it blows, let it blow away any burdensome feeling you might be carrying with you. Simply give it to the wind so that you can be in the beauty of your own garden, in the beauty of your own spirit. And turn and see the path that is opened. Walk to the path and know that you do not need to work anymore. You can rest as the path itself begins to move you upward. Be aware that when you breathe, you are breathing in blessings, so many, and they fill you with every breath you take. And the path moves you to the place of your origin. And this is who you are, who you've always been. See the colors and the shapes and the wonder. And this is you. And let the path move you upward, no effort, still breathing in the blessings. And you come to the place of choosing. And see that there is a table. And there are three things on the table. And allow yourself to choose the thing that empowers you. Now come to the path again and let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path. Still breathing in the blessing. Still resting in your body and not working. Bringing your gift. Come back to your heart center and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.